Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast. Cloudy, spotty drizzle, high in the mid-40s today. Tonight, cloudy rain after midnight, low in the mid-40s. Saturday, periods of rain 50 to 55. Sunday, periods of rain 45 to 50. Monday will be cloudy, windy, and colder with flurries around 30. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast in just a few moments. Yesterday, Maria Horn passed out the bad news to the state of Connecticut and Northwest Connecticut. With a fluid situation, it appears that the state's plan to purchase 3 million at-home COVID tests was not just delayed but fallen through. Connecticut continues to work to find alternative sources, but predictably, there's a lot of competition and there are no answers for that yet. Now, because of unfortunate weather, the warm weather, Salisbury Winter Sports Association annual junior jump camp has been postponed from January 1st and 2nd to Saturday and Sunday, January 15th and 16th at Satry Hill. All other details remain the same. The event is open to children ages 7 and up who already downhill ski. Helmets are required. Organizers have made pandemic-related changes to keep youngsters safe. Learn the basics of ski jumping with an emphasis on safety and control on Swanson's smallest hill. It's a two-day event, runs 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day, $50 per child. The fee includes lunch both days, and the first 25 registrants receive a Jump Camp T-shirt. More information is available at 860-806-0471. In Kent, an appeal has been filed in Torrington Superior Court against the Planning and Zoning Commission for its approval of a 13-lot conservation development on North Main Street. Also named in the suit are Paul Szymanski and Arthur Howland and Associates, engineer for the project, and North Main Kent, the owner of the property. They are summoned to appear in court February 8th. A group named the Committee to Protect Rural Kent, along with Dorothy and David Ewer, whose property abuts the site to the south, are plaintiffs in the case. In addition to Dorothy Ewer, the committee members are Bill Arnold, Libby Baker, Ken Cooper, Tim Good, and Doug Wynn. The project would have 13 single-family units on 13 acres as a conservation development. At least 40% of the land will be kept open. The design calls for most of the homes to be near the front of the property, with a community center and pool down a sloping area to the rear. A barn currently standing near the front would remain. The appeal document states that according to a September 9th hearing session, a representative of the defendants projected an image of preliminary homeowner association covenants, but the image does not appear on the town's website of materials from that meeting, nor were such covenants submitted for the commission's review. Connecticut's positivity rate as of Wednesday was close to 18%. The current number of hospitalizations on date was over 1,000, an increase over 150 from the day before. And in an effort to keep schools open, Massachusetts will give K-12 employees at-home rapid COVID-19 tests, according to the state education officials, providing school districts with 200,000 at-home rapid COVID-19 tests for teachers and staff, who are encouraging school personnel to take one of the antigen tests before returning to work after the winter break. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education said Wednesday each district will receive enough tests to distribute two to every school staff member, and that superintendents will soon receive more information on the regional sites where districts will be able to pick up their test supply. Monthly pancake breakfasts are back at the Millerton American Legion Post 178. There'll be breakfast Sunday, January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th, and April 3rd. The monthly breakfast consists of pancakes, home fries, scrambled eggs, sausage, and bacon. Costing $8 per meal, meals will be available for eat-in or take-out. Breakfast sandwiches will also be available for $5. The Legion will serve from 7 to 10 a.m. Call 518-789-4755 if you'd like to place an order. The Post Legion Hall is located at 155 Route 44 in Millerton. Now, coming up on Wednesday, January 5th, there's a Democratic Town Caucus in the town of Canaan Falls Village at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Service Center on Route 7. Masks are required within the facility as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, no FaceTime, no calling in or by proxy voting is possible at this point. The Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be on Wednesday, January 5th at 7 p.m. at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Library on Church Street. For details, contact Pine Plains District Clerk Julia Tomani at j.tomani@ppcsd.org. In report in the Berkshire Eagle, Berkshire Health Systems has 20 hospitalized patients with positive COVID-19 tests as of Monday of this week. There were no new deaths reported in Berkshire County, leaving the total of the pandemic at 340. Berkshire County is considered a high transmission area, according to the Center for Disease Control and Vaccination, which recommends wearing masks indoors regardless of vaccination status. At substantial or high transmission levels across the state, there were 12,983 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases over 3 days. The state had 1,600 hospitalized patients with 25 new deaths reported. To date, over 19,000 people in the state have passed away due to COVID-19. Now, Massachusetts is not shutting down, but they're slowing down. Last week of December began with a day of hope and a launch of widespread COVID-19 vaccinations. A year later in 2021 is ending with a blizzard of new infections, according to the treasurer. Postponements and cancellations are filling the news again. Infections force many to alter their holiday plans, causing the National Hockey League to put all its games on hold, unless scores of travelers stranded at airports as the virus put a dent in the airline workforce, especially pilots. And beginning this week, some non-essential medical procedures were being put off to protect the healthcare capacity. Vaccinations and boosters have helped reduce deaths across the state. Hospitalizations and people suffering the illness due to COVID-19 has now posted more than 20,000 confirmed and probable deaths from the virus that arrived 21 months ago and has since mutated. But once again, the death rate is down, even though the infection rate is up. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Their regular menu also features a terrific tapas menu and daily specials. You can find them on the web, interlakeninn.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 36,398.08, the NASDAQ at 15,741.56, and the S&P 500 at 4778.73. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.